From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Mixed news on the U.S. economy today. Orders for durable goods were down last month. The Commerce Department says they dropped 1.3%. Analysts had been forecasting an increase. However, when the volatile transportation sector is stripped out, orders for big-ticket items jumped nearly 3%. Orders for computers and electronics were up sharply, as was demand for machinery. Orders for new cars and auto parts were also higher. The debt crisis in Greece has reached a point where Prime Minister George Papandreou is now asking for billions of dollars from the European Union and International Monetary Fund. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, Greece says it needs $40 billion and quickly.
Despite its drastic austerity measures, markets continued to force the Greek government to borrow money at extremely high cost, prompting Athens to look for cash at better rates, namely in Brussels. Though some Eurogroup governments, particularly Germany, were initially reluctant to agree to the loan, European Commission spokesman Amedeo Altafi-Tardio explains why they relented.
Not only to assist Greece, this is also about ensuring the financial stability of the whole euro area.
Today's request comes just 2 days after EU and IMF experts arrived in Athens to start working out the terms for the deal, expected to take 2 weeks. But Altafi-Tardio says all parties are ready to work fast.
We will be ready.
The deal does, however, need to be approved again by governments and the European Central Bank. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A new report on President Obama's health care overhaul is giving both sides ammunition ahead of the congressional midterm elections. NPR's Giles Snyder explains why.
The report by economic experts at the Department of Health and Human Services says the new law will meet Mr. Obama's goal of expanding health care coverage to 34 million uninsured Americans. That's on the plus side for Democrats, but the assessment also lends credence to Republican arguments that the new law will raise spending. It projects an increase of about 1% over 10 years. It also casts doubt on the Medicare cuts in the law, warning that they may be unrealistic and unsustainable, possibly undermining health care for seniors. The report does, however, say that some of the cost control measures in the bill could reduce the rate of increases beyond 2020. The report is the first comprehensive assessment by neutral experts. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The search goes on in the Gulf of Mexico, where hopes are fading for those workers missing after Tuesday's explosion and fire aboard an oil rig.
While we're very happy that there were 115 rescued from this platform, we still have a great concern for the 11 that remain missing. We have an active search and rescue case.
The U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry speaking to CBS's The Early Show. Meanwhile, the Coast Guard now says inspections of the sunken rig and damaged well show that oil is not growing. The oil spill there is not growing off Louisiana. This is NPR News. At last check on Wall Street, stocks were moving higher amid the latest news about Greece's situation and the economic numbers out today. In addition to orders for durable goods, the latest numbers on new home sales are now out. They were up 27% last month. That's a sharp jump and one that was not expected. Militants have been launching a string of bombings today in Iraq, killing at least 59 people. The primary target was Shiite worshippers in Baghdad, leaving a mosque after Friday prayers. Bomb attached to parks, attached to cars and motorcycles exploded there. In western Iraq, roadside bombings targeted a judge and members of the Iraqi police. Rod Blagojevich's attorneys have filed a court document asking the judge in his corruption case to subpoena President Obama. As Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports, much of the information in the filing was redacted, but a technical glitch caused it to become public for a time.
When certain documents are filed with the court, they can contain black bars covering up redacted information. But redacted information from today's filing by Blagojevich's attorneys can easily be seen by copying and pasting the text into another document. In that motion, the defense states President Obama has information about the truthfulness of Major Blagojevich fundraiser Tony Rezko, who's been convicted and is cooperating with prosecutors. The defense says Rezko told the government he believed he transmitted a quid pro quo offer to an unnamed public official who allegedly turned down the offer. Defense attorneys say they have a good faith belief Rezko was referring to Mr. Obama, though the lawyers state Mr. Obama denies having that conversation.
That's Tony Arnold with Chicago Public Radio. And I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.